8. A short story titled Oshia to Tabisuru Otoko, The Man Traveling with the Brocade Portrait by Edogawa Rampo contains a description of a Fata Morgana mirage hovering above the horizon. India ink dropped onto a milk-white film and spreading naturally and gradually across it, filmed for an exorbitantly huge movie projected onto the wide open sky. The mirage was like that. The description, which makes people picture the scene in their minds, is one of the best passages in literary works that morphed a mirage into printed words. Every time I read this passage, as I do repeatedly, because I like it so much, I say to myself that Rampo himself might have been the creator of illusory mirages called novels. This year marks the 120th anniversary of the birth of Rampo, who created the genre of the Japanese detective novel, a category that was renamed mystery novel a while back. A distinctive collection of short stories will be published next month. 5 of today's best and most popular mystery novelists, including Kanae Minato, have written stories on the theme of the boy detective club confronting the man with 20 faces, the protagonist and antagonist in Rampo's detective story series. In this age of flourishing mystery novels, the project was aimed at paying homage to the author who sowed the seeds for the genre for the first time. From the hereafter, Rampo must be pleased to see such an effort. There was a passage that Rampo loved to write on autograph cards. The present world is a dream. Night dreams are indeed true. Young people might become his fans after encountering his books on this occasion of the anniversary, and become captivated by the world of mirage akin to night dreams.